This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. And as I always say, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. 720-895-0500 is the number. And if you've got any kind of mortgage questions today, real estate questions, that's going to be our topic. But before we get to our special guest, we'll start with Mr. Rogers.
How are
you
today?
Mr. Rogers. Yeah. You need to wear a sweater
in here once in a while. You know, I should do that one day. Come in with the slippers and a sweater.
Yeah. You know, welcome everyone to the neighborhood.
He was a Marine.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah.
I think he got the Medal of Honor. He was a highly decorated Marine.
Absolutely.
Had lots of tattoos. That's why he wore the sweater.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he wasn't really proud of the tattoos. He got them before.
I know. Totally different topic, but I tell you, you see all these young kids with tattoos, and even adults now, and man, you're thinking, you know what? In 40 years, that's not going to look quite like you had it put on.
No, it's really
unicorn's going to be a giraffe. You know, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, it's going to change.
Yeah. Well, again, Affordable Interest Mortgage brings us this show each week, and Kurt, let's start off with one of your best programs, and that's the Asset Manager. So let's explain to our listeners how that works and can save them thousands in interest.
It actually does, and many people, they'll be calling me up and they say, how does this thing really work? And what it basically is it's four items in one. It's a 30-year mortgage. It's got a checking account with it, basically a savings account with it, and a home equity line of credit. And what makes it different, the main thing that makes it different, besides the checking account attached, is it's simple interest, not compound interest. As you pay your mortgage down in compound interest, the payment never changes. So your interest is still higher. In a simple interest, as you pay the loan down, your payment goes down and the amount of interest you're paying the bank goes down. So you have a tendency to watch that happen, which saves you more money. The way that works is when you deposit your check, let's say you deposit $6,000-$7,000 a month into your account, it's going to basically pay you the same rate as you're paying on the mortgage. It's then going to take that and apply it to your principal. So on the first of the month, let's say you deposit $6,000, you pay your bills on the 15th. You're going to make that percentage for 15 days. Even if you spend it, it's already driven your payoff down. So your payment goes down, which means you pay less interest, you own your home faster. And the best part is after that's done, or while it's going on, as you continue to pay your home down, you have this home equity line of credit that you can tap for 30 years. So once it's paid off, if you got a $300,000 loan, you got a $300,000 line of credit. Mm-hmm. And you can use that for whatever you want.
That no one can ever change on you like sometimes banks do.
No. It's been around since 1965. It's been in the United States since 1999. I've owned it since 2007. Our guest happens to have one of them. It's just, there's a lot of different things you can do with it to protect yourself. But the main thing is you will pay less interest to own your home, and you will own your home faster without changing one penny of your spending habits.
Right.
Works great.
Give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. He'll be happy to sit down with you and explain that, or do it over the phone, whatever works for you. But again, that is a great, great program. Well, Mike Hills joins us again from Atlas Real Estate. You can check out their website, realatlas.com. And Mike's number, 720-220-8500. We always get a lot of calls sometimes after the show and even a week or so later. I think it just hits people after a while, Kurt. Well, man, I need to do something different.
Well, you said Mike Hills again. It should be and again and again and again because we have Mike back.
Welcome to the Mike Hills Show.
That really should be. We have him back at least once a month because what Mike is going to talk about is what can help you become more financially stable. Mike's been a friend of mine for quite a few years. He understands investing. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
We enjoy it. For those that haven't listened lately, can you kind of explain how you got started and what you do and what you do?
Sure. So the main thing that we do these days is we take people that are looking to better their financial futures. And we do that through the use of buying, holding, and owning real estate. Owning real estate is one of those things that people think, oh, you know, I can't do that. I'm a renter, or, you know, I have one house. I don't want to be a landlord. But we try to take all of the pain out of that. There's three things you need when you need to buy a house. You need a down payment, you need good credit, and you need income. Typically, we tell people, if you've got two of those three, we can work with you and help you figure out how to create the third so that we can go out with Kurt's help, because he's the one that's going to give you the loan, buy you a house, and help you create a long-term future. And it's not really about money. It seems like it's about money and it's about investing and making money, but it's really not. What it's really about is about options. As an example, my wife and I have four little kids, and my oldest is eight. I have an 8-year-old, 7-year-old, 3.5-year-old, and 1.5-year-old. And I was very specific. Before each child turned 3 years old, I bought a rental property and I put it on a 15-year fixed rate note, which means I didn't make a lot of money for the first few years that I owned these properties because I was breaking even. The rent just covered the mortgage. But that's okay with me, because really when that child, whichever one you're talking about, turns 18, that house will be paid off. And it is now their college fund. So any listeners out there that have children, if you're saving into a 529 plan, man, that's hard to save money every single month. We all know that. Try to go on vacation, or try to buy a new car, or try to buy a new house. It is really, really hard to save money. And I figured out, man, this is going to be really hard to save money for four kids to go to school. So I better have my tenants do it for me. So that's what I did. That was one of my goals. And in the end, it's really not about money. It's about options. When my child, whichever one we're talking about, turns 18, I can sell the house. But there's tax consequences if I do that. I can maybe use the rent. Maybe they live at home and go to a school that's local. I can just use the rent to pay for their school. Or I can refinance the house and do a cash out refinance. Now I take all of that equity that is mine that my tenant has created for me, and I can send them to college tax free. And if you're listening, you're like, wow, you know, I have a 10-year-old. Okay, so we'll put your house on a 10-year note. Or like, well, I may not have kids. Then we'll do it for retirement. Or maybe your kids are grown. Then we'll do it for retirement. The idea is that it doesn't really matter what you're trying to save for the future. That I use college just as an example because I have little kids and it's something that's very top of mind. School started yesterday. So I'm thinking a lot about school and college. But if you don't have children, we can still do this. If it's retirement, we can do that. If it's just extra income, we can do that. Man, maybe it's your first house. Maybe you have grandchildren that you want to help start, create a better life for them today than you had when you were 24 years old. We can do that too. It really doesn't matter what the goal is. It's about buying, holding long-term. We buy, number one thing we look for is 20-year markets. People call me all the time and say, hey man, I want to buy a house. I have a client that just bought six houses in Huntsville, Alabama, and he's getting a good rental cash return, but he's going to get zero appreciation. It's Alabama. It's just not going to appreciate. We buy in 20-year markets, and where I can reasonably say I believe the value 20 years from today is going to be better than it is today. And I pretty much in Colorado, there's places that I don't want to own real estate, but in Colorado, man, I believe that. When I make my bets, I buy my properties because I believe that the market in Colorado today, especially Denver and northern Colorado Springs, those are two areas that we're very buy heavy on, and we can get into specific pockets of Denver, not all of it, but specific pockets of it, where, man, I like betting on Colorado's future. I like us. I like our future. Look outside. I love our weather.
So do about 7 million other people.
Yeah, and people are moving here. Why? Because Colorado's awesome. So that's in a nutshell, that's what we do.
And really, I mean, the coolest part of all this is, like you say, it's hard to save money and for all of us to put back. But when you've got someone else, I mean, it's almost like after the 15 years, your grandkids need to write the Smiths a thank you note.
Totally.
Because the Smiths sent them to college, the people that paid your rent.
Or
and
the
that,
ones
that's your
them.
Whole goal.
Yep.
Where, you know what? Hey, get your down payment, whatever. But I'm going to hope you have to never make a payment.
That's right. Well, so as an example, I have a little first place I ever bought. I've had it for September 1st will be 18 years. So I bought it September 1st, 2001, which frankly was an awful time to buy a house. September 11th was 10 days later. Totally unlucky. And the crash in 2008, 2009, totally unlucky. But I still own it today. Here's the funny thing. I think it was 6 or 7 years ago, I refinanced that house. I'd put it on a 30-year note. When I originally bought it 18 years ago, I refinanced it into 30-year notes 3 or 4 times because I didn't know any better. I didn't have a coach. Nobody was helping me with this. But about 6, 7 years ago, as I started, my wife and I started having children, I was like, you know, I gotta figure out how this college thing. So that's what I did. I refinanced that property into a 15-year note. So today I think there's 8.5, 9 years left, something like that on the mortgage. Here's the funny thing. I've had the same tenants in there since Memorial Day 2005. They've been there for 14 years. And to your point, Scott, I bet they pay off this entire house for me. They're going to live there for 15 years, and they're going to buy me this house, and they're going to say thank you for doing it because I provided them a home that I take care of. I'm a good landlord. When there's something broken, man, I fix it for them because I understand that without happy, good residents living in my places, none of this works. So we take care of that on the front end and make sure that they like where they live and they continue to stay. And if they stay and they pay my house off, man, it's going to send my little girl to college. And she should write them a thank you note.
Sure.
I was having a conversation just yesterday with somebody that wants to buy rental properties. And they were talking about a 30-year. And I showed them. I said, well, what if you go to a 15 or a 20? Mm-hmm. And I said, at a 20-year, you're not going to cash flow. You're going to make about 150 to 200. I said, but at the price range you're at, they're paying your mortgage down $1,100 a month on the principal because of the term. More of that payment's going to principal.
Right.
I said, so you're making $12,000 to $14,000 a month. They had never thought of that.
Right.
It didn't make sense to them. And I said, now in 20 years, that property is going to rent out for X. That's money coming in. That's yours every month.
Every single month.
And you have nothing. And I said, it costs you nothing to do this because
right.
you've recouped all your money.
Yep.
And they had never looked at it that way. And because of that concept, they're coming to your class, which
nice.
We talk about your conversations all the time. Every last Tuesday of every month. Right across the street from the Denver Aquarium, you sit down and you kind of walk people through this in about a 45-minute to an hour presentation. You give them a little alcohol, a little beer, a little wine, a little snacks, wear shorts and sandals, and we're just having a good time.
Absolutely.
You don't sell anything. There's no books. There's no tapes. But you show more in depth on how this works, how this process is.
I promise you that for one of the first things I always say is, look, I have nothing to sell you. I don't have a book. I don't have a class. I don't even have a piece of real estate to sell you. This is just our philosophy, how we got started. We've been doing this for a really long time, and it works. I've done it in up economies. I've done it in down economies, bad economies, recessions, and market booms, and this still works. And Kurt, to your point about the people that, putting on a 20-year note and they hadn't thought about it, I tell the same people that are trying to save into their stock market, into their 401k, into retirement, and I tell them, look, simply share your, if your company has a match in your 401k,
yeah.
then put as much in to get the company match.
Right.
But don't put in any extra more than that. Save that because you can make more in the real estate market because it's not just about the appreciation. It's about the debt reduction. It's about your tenants making payments to you every single month. Because the truth is, when you own a rental, you get paid five ways. There's five ways you get paid. First way, first and foremost, positive cash flow. If your mortgage is $1,500, let's rent this thing out for more than that so you have a positive cash flow every month. Number two way is you get appreciation over time. We all know that, I say this all the time, go ask somebody that you consider yep. old and say, hey, if you could own every house that you've ever owned, would you still own that? Mm-hmm. And everybody says, well, of course, I'd have a few million dollars in real estate. Well, why don't we do that? We don't know how because no one coaches us on that. But my point is that houses appreciate. All of them appreciate over time. You might catch it in a period of a down cycle, but over the long term, over a 20-year market, it's going to appreciate. That's the second way you get paid. Third way you get paid is every time your tenants pay you and you pay the bank, what are you doing? You're reducing the amount of money that you owe the bank. And it's not your money. Your tenants
You're
are
not
doing
paying
it for you. Yeah. So you get the debt reduction. And the last two ways are tax savings ways, which we don't need to get into. If anybody has questions, we can talk about that. But that's not, there are some tax advantages to being a landlord. Which, if my mom's listening, I always tease her that she pays more in taxes than I do and really frustrates her, but I have a bunch of write-offs because of real estate. So I laugh. I hope she's listening because she'll probably text me and be like, that's not fair. But, the tax advantages are really, really advantageous as well. But there's, we all right now, we get up and we go to work and we trade our time for dollars. That's what we do to live, right? And, 100 years ago, we grew up and traded our time to grow food so that we could eat or hunt. But now we're trading our time for dollars. If you invest in real estate, it teaches you to trade your money for an asset, which gives you dollars. So you don't have to do it anymore. And that's a really, really fun way to be. And you know what? You can sleep like a baby at night because I'm not really worried about tomorrow.
No. And we'll come back and we're going to go over a couple things and why you don't.
Yes, sir.
303-477-5600. If you got any questions for Kurt or Mike, we'll open up the lines and we'll take your call. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We've got Kurt Rogers here from Affordable Interest Mortgage, Mike Hills, Atlas Real Estate. Check out Mike's website, realatlas.com. His number is 720-220-8500, 720-220-8500.
Okay, before the break, I told you I wanted to get back to this. Now, you started this in 2001,
mm-hmm.
right before 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of solidifies. When somebody says they have one or two rentals, okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
How many rentals do you have?
We have, my wife and I have 51 doors these days.
Okay.
So
this is not something that you've not been doing for a while.
No, it's sort of like I describe it as a roller coaster. So the first one we bought in 2001, we weren't married. I just bought a house. I did what millennials refer to as house hacking.
Yep.
Which is where you buy a house, you live in it, put as little money down as you can, which was good because I didn't have any money. So I put as little money down as I had.
From mom.
From mom, borrowed it on a gift letter from mom. Excuse me. She didn't borrow it. She gave me a gift letter.
Thank you.
you know, I think it was $6,800. 2 years later, 18 months later, I bought another one, did it again, 2005, 2007. My wife and I got married and bought another house, 2008, because she didn't want to live in any of my rentals because they were gross, which makes me laugh because she's not wrong. You know, one of the pieces of advice I give people when they're talking about this is say, hey man, always go talk to your spouse. You know, if your wife is on board, great. If your husband's on board, great, but talk to your spouse, because this is a financial planning event, and this is something that takes care of your future. But so we bought these houses over the 2000s. I think we had five at the end of the 2000s, maybe six. And then it sort of was like a roller coaster. It was like slow and steady. And all of a sudden, 2012, bought more, 2013, bought three more, 2014. I think I bought, you know, a small apartment building, and it you know, once you, cause when we started, I didn't have any money, you know, so I bought what I could when I could afford it. And as time goes on and properties appreciate and your debts go down, now you can do what I refer to as bank yourself,
right?
Because you have lazy equity. Lazy equity is defined as, you know, if you buy a house for $250,000 10 years ago and you put 10% down or $25,000 down. So in that math, you would have a mortgage of $225,000. Well, 10 years later, your property, especially if you buy in Colorado, your property that you bought for $250 is now worth $450, and you've been paying a mortgage on it for 10 years. So maybe your $225,000 mortgage is worth $150,000. So you have a spread. Your house is now worth $450 and you owe the bank $150. You've got a spread of $300,000. We refer to that as lazy equity.
Yep.
Or embedded equity. And what I teach people to do is, now we're going to take that money. That's yours.
That's right.
And use that to your advantage to grow your portfolio. And that's exactly what I did. And so these days it goes much faster. As an example, we bought a little fourplex in Colorado Springs and a little fourplex in Arizona, in Phoenix, in June. So 2 months ago. I've owned those properties 2 months now because it was time to diversify, and just buy more properties. So, we went and found more deals and bought more properties, and, we own the property management company. You know, we are the property management company. So when I sell somebody a deal, I don't shake your hand and say, good luck being a property manager. I sell you a deal and I want to manage it. I want to manage it because I want you to make money. Cause I know that if you make money, we get to do more business, and you refer me to your family and friends. And most people are terrified of the property management side.
I was going to say, that's one of the biggest fears
I think
most people have.
Yeah. They're like, well, owning real estate's great.
I don't want that call at 2 a.m.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with a tenant growing pot illegally in my garage, which I got a call from a guy yesterday. That's exactly what's happening. His mom's house. She's too old to check on it. And they went over and they were just managing themselves. And they found out that the tenants had boarded up all the windows and had a gigantic grow over by Sloan's Lake. So now he's asking me for help, which is fine. We'll totally help him. But we try to take that headache and that worry away from people that have, whether you have one property or 100 properties, man, we'll do it for you. And when I diversify into other markets, I'm only doing that where we are doing the property management also. Because I hate to say this, but I don't trust other property management companies. Not because that they're bad, but because they're not owners. We are owners of real estate. So
your property managers are.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes. I tell people that I hire, man, if you don't buy your first rental property within 12 months, you got to quit. You can't work for me.
Yeah.
Because, man, if you're going to work for me, you have to be an owner. Because if you're your mindset, your thinking shifts when you're an owner versus it just being a job. And I want owners of real estate so they can speak to and speak with intelligently other owners of real estate.
Okay. There are some fears that people have about buying rental properties that you always hear. One of them is being a landlord.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is, well, what if the market crashes? That's
yep.
one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, how much money do I need? How do I get into one? You talked about house hacking,
mm-hmm.
and I know what that is because we've talked. But kind of explain those two fears, myths that they have about rental properties.
Sure. So three fears. First one is property management. We're going to take care of that because we're going to manage it for you. If you want to self-manage it, I have plenty of clients. Not plenty. I have probably 10 or 15 clients that will self-manage themselves, and they just use me as a resource. They're buying their first rental property. They want to get the experience of managing it themselves. So I'll give them the leases and show them how to run credit applications and all that stuff. Second piece of that is, what if the market crashes? Well, if you were listening earlier, I told you that I bought my first place, market crashed 10 days after I bought it. Totally, totally unlucky. But you know what the truth is? You know, one thing I tell Kurt and I have a couple client, husband and wife, and we laughed because the first time that we sat down and talked about this, I told the wife, you are never allowed to Zillow the value of your home
ever
again, because it freaks people out. but this is not the short term. I don't care what the value of my house is today because I'm not going to sell it. It really doesn't matter to me. You know, the houses that are my kids' college funds, I'm not going to sell those. The houses that I have for my retirement, I'm not going to sell those. I'm going to keep those and I'm going to hold those and I'm going to let the market do the market's thing because originally, like I said, we're buying for the 20-year picture. So I don't care if the market crashes tomorrow. Now, I don't really want it to, but if it does, okay. And guess what? If it does, that just means I can buy more, which is fantastic.
That's right.
Because the truth is, when the market crashes, it's always the value of the home. It's typically not the rent. Rents don't usually crash. Now, rents may stay flat. Rents may not grow. From 2007 to 2014, rents didn't grow. Landlords, we were in what we refer to as a rent retention time, meaning, man, I just want to keep people in my house.
Right.
When I'm renewing their leases, I'm not raising their rents.
Nope.
I'm just keeping people in the house because I don't want them to move. I don't want vacancy because vacancy is super, super expensive.
That's the downside.
The third piece of that is, hey, I don't have enough money. I can't buy a rental. You know, the fear of, well, how do I get started? And house hacking, Google it. And millennials made up the term. They didn't make up the concept. Use me as an example. I bought my first house September 1st, 2001. I put $6,800 down on an FHA loan, 3.5% down. I think the purchase price was $145,000. So I think the total down payment was like $8,000 with some closing costs and that kind of thing. $8,000. I moved in and two of my buddies moved in with me. So it was me and two guys living in this house together. About a year and a half, 2 years later, I went and did it again. I turned the first house into a rental, went and bought a second house. I put 5% down that time, which is all the money I had. And the reason I waited 18 months or 20 months, whatever it was, because I needed to save it. Exactly. So I needed to save this. And here's the funny thing. Those two buddies moved with me.
Right.
And then I rented that house to my first tenants that were in that house. And then I did that again 2 years later and again a couple years after that. And that is what's referred to as house hacking. Now, here's the interesting part. Those first two tenants, those two buddies, I'm still friends with those guys. We still see each other on a regular basis. One of them started buying real estate. He owns 20 doors these days. The other guy still rents from me. It's been 18 years. One guy turned into a landlord because he saw the writing on the wall and he and his family are doing financially fine. The other guy still rents from me and he's still struggling. He knew what he could do, what he should do. He just didn't do it. And that's the thing. Everybody, when you show them this concept, they all know they should do it because it's logical. It makes sense. We all know that the richest people on the planet, they all own real estate. They may make it in the stock market. And what do?
They put it back into real estate.
They put it back into real estate. The word landlord has been around for 1,000 years. I mean, it comes from feudal Europe because he who owns the land is the lord. This is not rocket science.
No.
What we just do is let's take the way the common thinking is, because the common thinking is if you own a house, you got to sell your house in order to buy a new house.
Right.
And sometimes that's true. But if you work with us, we will show you how to not do that so you can keep your first house and keep your second house and keep your third. And before, I know we have a break in a second, but I'll tell this quick story. When my wife and I got married, we had four rentals and lived in one of them. And my father, who was a financial planner, believed in the stock market very deeply, looks at me and says, son, you know, the market's going to crash. And when it does, you know, you're totally hosed.
Yep.
And I was like, Dad, but I've got tenants in there. Who cares? And he goes, well, the market's going to crash and you're hosed. And he was right. 2 years later, 2010, he's like, I told you the market was going to crash. You better sell all your properties. It's like, why? I have tenants in there paying rent. I'll just keep them. By 2017, he was like, you know, I'm really glad I talked you into keeping all those rentals. It's like, come on, man. That is not
true. That's what dads do.
That's what dads do. And I'll probably do it to my kids too.
Well, as we speak today, your next chance to come to one of Mike's conversations, we like to call them, is the 27th of August. That is a Tuesday. And they start at 6:30?
Yes, sir.
6:30. Okay. And again, as Kurt mentioned, that is right across from the Denver Aquarium there. And if you've got questions, you can call Mike, 720-220-8500. But I really wouldn't even classify this as a seminar or really a meeting. It is just a chance to let you see and let Mike share his philosophy about this and what we're talking about. And he goes through things of stock market, which that's been a lot of fun the last couple of weeks for some people.
Yeah.
So, again, numbers don't lie, as they say. And Mike will just show you exactly how he has done, what he has accomplished, and how he has helped many others do the same thing. So 720-220-8500. So mark your calendars now, Tuesday, August 27th at 6:30. Check out their website, realatlas.com. We'll be right back.
After an accident, think about flesh and back law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation, but you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are, hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, if you've got any mortgage needs whatsoever, give Kurt a call. 720-895-0500. Man, I hate those moments on live radio. 720-895-0500. Mike Hills is with us, Atlas Real Estate, realatlas.com. And don't forget, next Tuesday, 6:30, Mike will have one of his conversations there at his office. And if you've got questions about that, you can reach Mike directly, 720-220-8500.
Okay, before the break, I wanted to come back on this house hacking. Explain to them what that is and why you're able to get into a house with very little money down, how
sure.
that works.
So house hacking is, let's back up. There's two ways to buy properties. I mean, there's a lot of ways, but there's two primary ways. One is just a primary residence, and one is an investment deal. When you buy an investment deal, you have to put typically down at least 20%. Usually it's 25% or more. When you buy a primary residence, you can put as little as 3.5% down. And sometimes that 3.5% down, you can get, there's government programs out there where you can actually borrow that down payment. So you can put very, very little money down. So the beauty of house hacking is you're buying a house to live in yourself as a primary residence. And when you sign all of that loan paperwork, you're actually only promising to live there for 12 months. So you can buy it, put as little money down as possible, which is, again, 3.5%. You own it for perpetuity, but you're only living there for 12 months. And in 12 months, you go move and you do it again, and you can buy another house as a primary residence and put, usually, typically, the second place, you got to put 5% down, but you put 5% down on. So it's one of those things that for people, like when I started, that have literally no money, because I had to get a gift letter from my mom.
Right.
I don't have any money. So I wanted to buy a house. So my lender at the time got me a loan, and I borrowed the money from my mom, bought the house, and I still own it today.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't. And you can do that when you're buying a duplex.
Mm-hmm.
VA is one of the great ones that allows you to buy a duplex as you live in one side. And when you're doing a primary loan, as you know, the rates and the terms are better
yes.
than doing investment, because investment has higher risk.
If you have a VA loan and you're not taking advantage of this, oh my gosh, it is maybe the single greatest financial tool that the government has ever done for us, for an individual to make money. If
on
you
a
have
mortgage,
a VA loan period. Down there, man, call me. We can change your financial life, maybe the financial life of your kids. If you have a son, a daughter that served or that is serving, or that a grandchild that served, man, let's take advantage of this. I mean, it really, really, really can change your life long term because of the rules, the way the VA set up. It's really amazing.
They'll do 100%.
100% of the
primary
value.
Done.
Yes. It's
great rates, no more monthly mortgage insurance.
It's amazing.
Great program.
I mean, if you're thinking, well, I didn't make any money in the military, well, let's make you some money using your VA loan.
Take that benefit, make it work.
Oh my gosh.
Being a veteran, though, a lot of veterans don't really want to do it. They just think, okay, I've served, I'm done, I want to get away. But really, you need to consider it because it's a great tool to start building financial security.
And you've earned the right. You've earned the right. Let's do it.
Let's go. The phone's got Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, you're on special edition here of Your Money Matters. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. How can we help you?
So I have two houses currently, and I rent out both of them and live in a third one. But I have one that's an FHA loan, and it was a little difficult getting this last property because I needed a 5% down. If I refinance the FHA, would you recommend doing that? And if so, to what term? Because right now it's on a 30. It's about 5 years in. And then I'm trying to figure out if I can get another FHA. So I only have to put 3.5% down again rather than the 5% that I just did.
So I believe, and Kurt will know this better, but I believe that the FHA loan, you can only have one because you can't have two within 100 miles of each other.
Correct.
So that's the first step. If you're going to do another FHA loan, you can't have the second FHA loan. You can't do it within 100 miles. So refinancing would be key. The second question of refinancing the FHA loan to get some cash out to go buy another property, that's a long-term financial planning deal. And really what you're talking about is what I spoke about earlier. You're talking about using your embedded equity or your lazy equity in order to pull money out so you have enough money to go buy another house. And most financial planners, that would give them tremendous amount of heartburn that you're doing that. I tell you that, yes, that's exactly what I did. That's what I currently do because I just don't have enough money to go buy another house in the beginning. So yeah, that's exactly what I would do. I would put it on a conventional loan. In terms of a 30-year versus a 15-year, that's more about your financial picture. It's really what you're trying to accomplish. So it's one of those things that, man, if you can put it on a 15-year note and you can break even, or maybe it costs you a little bit of money every month just for the short term in order to pay it off in 15 years, and it works in your bigger financial goal, then absolutely. But here's what I would tell you. Maybe what you should do is put it on a 30-year note. Keep it on the 30-year note, but make the payments as though it's a 15-year note. On residential loans, there's no prepayment penalty, so you're not penalized to do this. And what that does is it gives you some downside protection. Should the market change, should the economy dip, should rents compress, then you're not locked into this 15-year note. You have it on a 30-year note, and you can back up and pay that 30-year note. But when you have extra, pay it off faster. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And what are your thoughts on like a 20-year loan versus like the 15 or 30?
I would say the same answer. I would still probably put it on a 30 because there's another component to this. When you have your loans on 30-year notes, when you go to get your third one, your lender is going to look at what's referred to as debt-to-income ratios. And that is not based on what you're paying. It's based on what you're required to pay. So if you have a 30-year note that you're paying on a 15-year note, when you go to qualify on the third or fourth house, the bank only looks at what your mortgage payment is. When it's on a 15-year note, they say, well, you have to pay the higher number. So therefore, we're going to make you pay the higher number. So it hurts you long term in your ability to qualify for that next mortgage loan. Kurt, is that a fair way to say
it? That is very much to say. You had mentioned, Kenneth, that you've owned this property, this FHA loan, for what, 5 years now?
Yeah, we just hit 5 years in April.
Okay, and like Mike says, you have a lot of embedded equity. So if you're thinking about buying another property, he is correct. Get out of the FHA, get rid of the mortgage insurance. Even if the rate goes up, the payment's going to be lower. You're going to be able to pull a large amount of cash out to go buy another property. So you're in a position to where you can start to increase drastically.
Yep. And you're using your own, you're basically using your money that's sitting in the dirt right now. You're using that to go buy yourself more stuff. And when I say stuff, I'm not talking about cars. I'm not talking about boats. I'm not talking about possessions. I'm talking about investment grade deals that will make you money. If you're going to pull it out to go pay off a credit card debt, like when I hear these guys on the radio say, oh, refinance your house, pay off your high interest credit cards, man, that gives me heartburn because you're not teaching people anything. All you're doing is you're freeing up their credit cards so they can spend more stuff. Yeah. Like that is not what I would advocate. I would advocate using that money. And if you're going to pull it out, use it to benefit your long-term future. And yeah, whether you'd put it on a 20-year note or a 15-year note, but pay it, put it on a 30-year note, pay it as though it's on a 15 or 20. Like Kurt said, refinance, get rid of the mortgage insurance, and then go do it again and do it again. And life is just a big game of Monopoly. What do you own? Who pays you rent?
Right. And in your position right now, they actually have conventional loans. If you're buying it as a primary, where you only have to put 3% down. They've come out with those. So there's some programs out there that could even be better for you as you go along.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to call you to figure out what programs those are. Thank you.
You bet.
That'd be great, Kenneth. Thank you very much. And Kurt's number, 720-895-0500. 720-895-0500. Because, guys, this is really the key of this is, you know, it's not just buying a house and trying to find a renter. It's buying the right house.
Yes.
And finding the right renter.
Well, that's where I was going to go next.
Getting
that's
the right
it.
Loan. Yes. I mean, you know, there's several pieces of the puzzle. The picture can end up great, but you can't leave any of the pieces out.
Right.
When we first had Mike on the show, one of the questions that you asked him a year and a half ago was, what are the five biggest mistakes that people make when they own rental properties? And I had 12 of them. Well, I didn't miss any of the five biggest mistakes that we had.
You were
I made
consistent.
All of those mistakes. I did all of those things wrong. I've learned better now. So there are mistakes if you're not paying attention, but you bring up a very good point about, especially in today's market, homes have settled a little bit.
They have.
They're not depreciating, but they're kind of settling. So what's your advice and how are you finding homes? What do you do now to find different properties?
So easiest way to say that in yesterday's world, so 2012, 13, 14, we were literally... Personally, I was buying and telling my clients, buy anything you can get your hands on. Anytime you can get a loan, buy the house. Buy any house. It's Colorado. Some places will appreciate more than others, but holy moly, stuff is cheap. Buy it, buy it, buy it, buy it. In today's world, back then, we referred to that as a shotgun approach. Just scatter, buy whatever you can get. In today's world, it's more of a sniper rifle approach. You have to be very specific and very careful as to what you buy. Now, here's the truth. Do I think you'll lose if you buy anything in Denver and you hold it for 20 years? No, I think you're going to be just fine. The difference is that if you buy a smarter deal, you'll make more cash flow. The appreciation percentage in the greater metro area will probably be the same, But I'd rather buy something that I get the appreciation on, but I also get the cash today. That's one of the things that I'm
bonus.
After. Yeah, I want the cash today. I don't want to be negative cash flow. I won't buy a deal that's negative cash flow. Because if you're doing that, you're really just speculating. And if you're speculating, let's just go to Vegas, because all you're doing is gambling. And I'm not willing to do that with my money, with my future, with my kids' college. I'm not willing to gamble that way. So I use it as a very specific, you know, sniper rifle approach as to the deals that we buy in today's market. And I can tell you that in Denver, I haven't bought a single family home in Denver as an investment, as a pure investment, in probably 2 years, because the numbers just don't make sense. You know, it's really hard to make sense. Now, if you're house hacking, they make all the sense in the world.
Right.
If you're house hacking to buy a duplex or a quadplex, makes all the sense in the world. But if you're buying just a single family home in Southeast Aurora, which I own, I don't know, 6 or 8 of those were great in 2013, 14, and 15. But in today's world, I don't want to buy that, because it's too expensive.
And the main reason is because it's not going to cash flow, because the rate's higher on investment than it is on primary.
Correct. Well, let me say it this way. I'll give you a good example. So I bought a house. I bought 3 houses on the same day in 2013, July 2013, 3 single-family homes in Aurora. And the value of all those houses was roughly $125,000 per house. The rent on those houses on average was about $1,300, right? Today, the value of those houses is like $330,000
right.
per house. The rent has increased also, but it hasn't tripled the way the rent has. The rent's maybe somewhere between $1,750 and maybe $2,100, depending on the house. So let's call it $2,000 on average. So the value of the home went from $125,000 to $325,000. That's almost a 200%, you know, a 2X on it. My rent went from basically $1,300 to call it $2,000. That's
50.
Less. Yeah, that's a little more than 50%.
Yeah.
So one is 2 times, one is less, a little more than 50%. That's the problem. Rents did not grow the way the value of the housing did. Now, here's the thing. When the market dips, the inverse will also be true. We might lose 30%, or I don't know what it's going to be. Nobody knows. Could it be 10%? Could it be 30% of the value of homes when the recession happens? Because it's going to. Who knows when? But it will happen. It just always does.
That's right.
And let's say that drops 25%. Well, rents are not going to drop the same 25%. They may drop 5%, maybe 8%. But it's just rent is more steady than the value of the homes are.
People that can't own have to rent.
Exactly.
Sure. So. Come and learn more what we're talking about next Tuesday, August 27th, 6:30. This is right across from the Denver Aquarium, right across from Broncos Stadium there. And if you've got questions, you can call Mike, 720-220-8500. Check out his website, realatlas.com. We got to hit a break. We'll be right back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
The big question, can rates continue to drop? Have you taken advantage of these low rates, or are you still waiting? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, to get that low rate, to lower your payment, or to take cash out for home improvement. Or just pay off debt and save even more. Call 720-895-0500. Have you applied for a loan and been treated like just another number? Or is no one listening to what you want? Never get the same person when you call to find out your status? Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where we've been providing personalized service since 2001. We want to know what you want. We listen to you and find the loan that fits you, all with lower fees and low rates. We will save you time and thousands in unnecessary expense and interest. 720-895-0500. Want to pay off your home faster without changing your spending habits? Want to see how much you can save when you use a broker who knows Colorado? We offer low down payment loans, purchase loans to 95% without mortgage insurance, and customized terms. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, and be treated with respect again. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. Haystack Help Radio, special edition of Your Money Matters. Mike Hills is our guest, realatlas.com. Once again, Mike's number, 720-220-8500.
Okay, one of the things you had brought up about laser-focused finding homes, and you talked about Colorado Springs still being good, a lot of different areas. But because of what you're doing, you have gone out of state now. Where are you currently at besides Colorado?
So we're in Colorado Springs. We're in northern Colorado, so Fort Collins. But most recently, we've moved and made a pretty heavy push to move into Phoenix. So we have property management set up down there, manage 175 units in Phoenix. We are actively buying as a brokerage in Phoenix, but we also have a client, a big corporate client, that is buying four rental homes in Phoenix that we are helping down there. So Phoenix, and then we've got some other cities that I won't mention on the air because I don't want to get myself in trouble,
right,
that we will be expanding to later this year, early into next year. But it's all primary focused on property management first.
Right.
We have to, as a company, our vision is we have to believe that it's a 20-year picture. We have to have a property make money for the owner, and we have to do the property management.
Right.
And the property management is the key, and that's the reason that I bought a small little four-unit apartment in Phoenix, is we believe in it, and I want my clients to know that our goal, I do with my money before I ever tell you what you should do with your money, because it's easier to trust somebody when you look at them and say, well, yes, this is what I did. This is why you should too, because I don't want to tell you, you know, we have a saying around the office that if it's good for you, it's good for me, good for you, good for me, good for everyone. It needs to be a group win, it needs to be a team win. It can't just be, well, Kurt, I think you should do this with your money. And you look at me and say, Mike, well, have you done that? And I'm, no, I haven't done that. Well, no, it can't be that way. It's got to be good for you, good for me, good for everyone. And we really, really believe that. And as we expand and buy in other markets, there's some places that we just won't ever buy. Like, I won't ever buy in Memphis, Tennessee. I won't buy pretty much anywhere in the state of Alabama. You know, I don't know anything about those cities, and I don't care to learn. And I'm not trying to be flippant, but I don't believe that those are 20-year markets. Why? Because this is all about migration patterns. Real estate is about migration patterns. Why is real estate going so crazy in Colorado? Because everybody's moving here.
Still.
Drive down I-25. You know, I mean,
at 1 o'clock on a Sunday.
Yeah. I'm looking at the highway right now going, man, I got to get back to my office downtown, because if I wait another hour, I'm going to get stuck on I-25 for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I don't want that. And everybody out there listening is like, yeah, it's awful. The traffic's awful. But as a landlord, I'm like, yes, move to my city. You're driving my values up. You're driving my rents up. So we buy in 20-year markets, places where people are actively moving to. If there's a net a flat migration or a negative migration, man, I'm not buying in that city. I'm just not doing it. And we're gonna lead you the way we lead ourselves, the way we, you know, we lead by example. That's sort of the philosophy. And that's where we will buy.
Okay.
So the people that come to your, conversations. How many of those have been a landlord before, then got out of it because of bad experience, and then got to see your philosophy and now understand, with your guidance, help, and you managing the property, you know, it's done well for me again?
I think everybody that comes knows inherently that owning real estate is good. That's why they're there. They have an interest in real estate. I think some of them are either scared by horror stories, or they're scared by that exact that exact thing. They bought a house, they had a rental property in the 2000s, the market crash took it away. And we have, we have a lady right now that's buying, she was buying in Phoenix in the late 2000s, but she was buying $1.5 million properties, banking on appreciation, putting interest-only loans on them. So her financing was wrong, her buying was wrong, her thesis.
One of the five.
Yes. Well, she did like three of the five big ones. Her thesis was wrong, and man, she lost all of it, and she's finally repaired her credit enough. She's buying a little fourplex in Colorado Springs. You know, so that happens a bit, but I think it's really. People, here's the funny part about buying real estate. Everybody inherently knows they should, but it's also easy to ignore. It's kind of like planning for retirement. You know that you should, but it's easy to ignore. It's like, well, I'll worry about it tomorrow. I hear that so much. And then finally people come to me and say, I've been talking about this for 2 years. It's time to pull the trigger. I want the next deal, because it's so, people try to time the market. They're looking for the perfect deal. And it's not really about the perfect deal. It's about good fundamentals, strong areas, 20-year market, and letting your tenants pay down your mortgage. That's what this is about. And if you do it and do it consistently, my goal, I try to buy one deal a year. That's it. One deal a year. Sometimes it'll be low economies. Sometimes it'll be high economies. But if I can buy one deal a year for a lot of years, we'll do just fine.
Some people are thinking right now, because I hear this when I talk to them, that we're at the end of the appreciation, so now's not the time.
Right.
And that's not true.
It's not true.
It comes back to what you just said. It's finding the right fundamentals, the basics to put it into. Because even if the market goes down, it's not going to hurt you because you got a tenant in it. And that means it'll turn around and come back.
Right. And we're not going to sell. We are not going to sell. We're going to.
It's not short term. It's not a fix and flip.
No, it is not a fix. And we don't have time anyway to talk about fix and flipping. But man, we are not flippers. I mean, if you want to. We can talk about that someday. If anybody has any questions about that off air, call me. We can talk about that. But no, we are not flippers. We are buy and hold. This is about long-term wealth. This is about running marathons or winning baseball games. Why do the Rockies keep losing? Well, for a lot of reasons.
Yeah. But that we don't have time for. Yeah,
you definitely don't.
They're not scoring enough runs. This is about hitting singles and doubles, which you look back 5 years and like, holy moly, that was a home run. And that's what we're after.
Yep.
So you may think, I don't have any real estate background. Good. That's probably good. Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't have to. I mean, hey, you still buy a car, and even though you may not be a mechanic, okay? So come to this conversation on the 27th at 6:30. Just meet Mike. Let him go through all the things that he does there. And I promise you, he will show you a way that can make a big, huge difference in your financial future for you and your kids.
It's right across the street from the Denver Aquarium. You hear something you like, that's fine. If not, you have a glass of wine, a beer, have a sandwich, leave.
No harms, no hurt feelings. This is all about long-term, and I promise it'll be worth your time.
All right. Thank you, guys. 720-220-8500, realatlas.com. Thank you for joining us for Haystack Help today. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-HELP. Leave it right here. Mark Griffith coming up next.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.